Morning, I want to talk about two things about prayer from our readings: witness and attitude. Witness and attitude. What's the first one?
Witness.
What's the second one?
Attitude.
Witness and attitude. Here's the first one. Dorothy Day, that great Catholic convert, founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, social activist and holy woman of the 20th century, she tells the story about meeting her first Catholic. She was a little child, had just moved to Chicago, didn't know many people, and she met a new friend named Catherine Barrett. One day she was looking for her friend, and she went up into the apartment complex where the Barretts lived, and the apartments were kind of shotgun style, like lots of families together, sometimes not even doors between the different units. And so she's running through, crashing through, comes into the Barrett apartment, turns a corner, and sees all alone Mrs. Barrett kneeling down and praying. And she just looked up for a moment and said, "Oh, Catherine and her friends went to the store, but they'll be back." Then she turned back to her prayers. Dorothy Day wrote about that. She wrote, "It was Mrs. Barrett who gave me my first impulse towards Catholicism. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. The breakfast dishes had all been washed. In the bedroom, Mrs. Barrett was on her knees, saying her prayers. I felt a warm burst of love toward Mrs. Barrett that I have never forgotten, a feeling of gratitude and happiness that still warms my heart when I remember her. She had God, and there was beauty and joy in her life. All through my life, what she was doing remained with me. That image emblazoned on her soul that God would speak into later on, the witness of a person praying. How powerful can that be? That's why the disciples asked Jesus, 'Lord, teach us how to pray,' because they're watching him. They're seeing him pray as he does many times in the Gospels, sometimes with words, sometimes silently. I want to pray like Jesus does. Lord, teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples. They see his words, his voice, even his posture. So Jesus hands on to them this beautiful prayer, the Our Father, in Luke's condensed version. Father, hallowed be thy name. That prayer we pray so often. To be witnesses of prayer is so important for all of us. When we go out to eat in public, do we take a moment to bow our heads, to make the sign of the cross, and to offer a prayer? Not to show off, but just to acknowledge that I am a person in relationship with God, and that will show itself in different ways. For parents, do you let your children see you pray? See what it's like for you to commune with God, even to see you kneeling down at the bedside like Mrs. Barrett. For all of us, do we learn from each other how to pray? Do we experience prayer in common, more than just the Eucharist and more than just our private prayers? There's all kinds of great books about prayer, saints who wrote about prayer, lessons on prayer, great YouTube videos about prayer. But when it comes down to it, prayer is something that you have to just do and do with others. To be witnesses of prayer. That's the witness part. What's the second part again?
Attitude.
Notice how as soon as Jesus hands on this prayer to the Father, asking for our daily bread and for mercy, he goes in right away to this story of the midnight visitor. Goes to his friend and says, "Can you give me some bread? I have a friend who came in from a different town. I've got nothing to give him." Why did Jesus go into this parable right away? Because he wants to show us that very first attitude that we're called to have when we start any prayer, whether it's the Mass, whether it's my daily prayer time, whether it's the rosary, any kind of prayer. What is our attitude that will allow us to have that deep intimacy with God? Well, Jesus gives us this to teach us that. Now what he's saying is, remember, this is ancient Near East. The culture of hospitality is extremely strong. You had to offer hospitality to someone who barged into your town, no matter who they were, what was going on. To give them bread was the most basic human respect you owed them. And it was so strong that if you didn't fulfill that sacred duty, there would be much shame brought upon you and your household. So what this parable is saying is Jesus is saying to his disciples and to us, now listen, can you imagine anyone going to a friend at midnight, trying to feed another friend? Can you imagine anyone saying, I can't get up, my kids are in bed, go away? Can you conceive of that? And the disciples' answer is obviously no. Like that would just never happen, Jesus. Obviously, we know that. That's ridiculous. I mean, if it did happen, I mean, again, you would be like shamed for years. They would tell the story about you. Remember that time when old Jacob went to Ben for bread? He said no, turn him away? Well, that's crazy. What a, you know. They would talk about you because this was unheard of. Of course he will give the bread. Of course he will let you in. But here's the thing. But even if that didn't happen, even if that didn't happen, as crazy as that would be, he would let him in. He would open the door because of the friend's persistence. He keeps knocking, keeps begging, keeps seeking. Come on, give me what I need. Give me what I need to pass on out of love for my friend. There's the attitude of prayer. We come into prayer in the very beginning, we acknowledge and we believe that God is so good, such a loving Father, so merciful, that we can trust that when we come to prayer, the Father sees you, the Father hears you. The Father will give you not a scorpion or a snake, but the food you desire. And more than that, the Father will give you the very breath of divine life itself, the breath we call the Holy Spirit. We can trust in that. We can believe in that, even if the tangible effects of our prayer seem very calm or very quiet. Sometimes my daily prayer, every morning I pray with my community of priests, the Companions of Christ. We pray a holy hour together. Sometimes my prayer doesn't move much past that initial step of just getting into the attitude of, okay, Lord, who are you for me? You love me. You know me. You know my needs. You want to give me my daily bread? And so I'm going to ask you. I'm going to keep on seeking. I'm going to knock on the door. I'm going to trust that you are blessing me right now, whether I feel it or not, because you are my Father, and holy is your name. It's the attitude that opens up doors for us to be able to let that prayer shine forth in works of love all throughout the day. That's what we call recollection at the beginning of prayer, to believe and acknowledge that God is on my side. He will give me what I need. As we gather around this sacred table to receive our daily bread today, may the Holy Spirit renew in us this attitude of prayer, this humble trust, this faith, it's an active faith to believe that God is good and knows me and sees me, every single part of me, and embraces me today. And may that attitude of prayer lead us to be witnesses of prayer in the world, so that others may see that witness and others may say, Lord, teach me how to pray.